Sorry.
It's okay. You're doing?
When I step wall, the boss teach to me how to massage the customer. But she teach to me only 1 hour. After came to customer, she asked me to massage to customer. And then customer request to, touch his,
Diana is a Myanmar national who was promised a job at a beauty salon in Singapore. Instead, she was sent to work at a massage parlor.
Diana told me she was allegedly molested and fled to an NGO for help. Her incident was later reported to the police and the case was settled out of court. But Diana is not the only one who was caught in alleged exploitative practices in Singapore. Another Myanmar national, Mary, thought she had secured a beauty salon job here. Instead, Mary says she was pressured to sell sex. Mary turned to an NGO that helps victims of job scams, and a case was formally reported to the Manpower Ministry. She was given temporary work while investigations were ongoing, but before she could secure another job, her temporary work permit expired. Mary has since left Singapore for Vietnam. She says she hopes to return if she can find a job here again.
Some of the women may feel coerced into performing sexual services that they did not promise to do because they've already paid such a large amount of agency fees, and they're afraid that if they refuse, they will be terminated and sent back home.
At Transient Workers Count 2, the number of Myanmar workers seeking help rose from just one case in 2022 to more than 130 last year. This comes as Myanmar's civil war drags on. Since 2024, the military junta has enforced conscription laws for young men and women. The Ministry of Manpower says there has been no notable increase in errant employment practices affecting Myanmar workers for the past 3 years in Singapore. But by the time workers realize they've been deceived, they're already in debt, afraid to return home, and trapped in a system that's hard to escape.